But first, positive communication and interaction between law enforcement officers and community members is always considered vital because it can greatly reduce tension and lead to better results all around. And a study released today indicates that officers of different races have different attitudes toward the people they come in contact with. The study, Officer Race, Role Orientation, and Cynicism Toward Citizens, was published in the latest issue of Justice Quarterly. Its co-author Jacinta Gao, associate professor in the Department of Criminal Justice at the University of Central Florida, joins me. Professor Gao, when Arizona's SB 1070 immigration enforcement law went into effect, there were concerns expressed about how that would affect relations between police and community members, especially people of color. How can that kind of thing impact how officers feel about those community members and then act toward them?
It doesn't do police any favors when laws like that go into effect that have such a clear racial or ethnic undertone to them, or overtone, as the case may be. So certainly that incites a lot of controversy, and then people start talking, and then tensions might bubble to the surface or become a topic of conversation where they hadn't been before. So yeah, all of the talk about border walls and, things like that, really, they make racial tensions more salient. And then it's more likely that an officer's interaction with a person of color is going to be interpreted in racial terms, whereas maybe it wouldn't be interpreted in such terms, or at least, it wouldn't be quite as blatantly seen as a racialized interaction if that subtext wasn't there.
And let's talk about some of the specifics in your study. Black and Latino officers were significantly more enthusiastic about community policing than white officers were. Can you talk a little bit about that, what you saw there, and what you think may or may not explain that?
What we saw is that, black and Latino officers had significantly more positive views on community policing, meaning partnerships with individuals and communities and businesses. And so they took a more expansive view of the police role compared to white officers. And, we don't have qualitative data from this sample in particular, but, my work with police agencies in Florida and elsewhere, is very consistent with this idea that, black and Latino officers, frequently do come from, not always, but frequently do come from, disadvantaged or troubled communities. And so they see great merit in these types of policing styles, of getting police out into the community, talk to people, have conversations, do foot patrol, get out there and get known.
In general, it seems that society asks and expects a lot of law enforcement officers. And the fact that they tend to develop cynicism along the way because of the things that they see, and maybe not every officer falls into this category again, but how dangerous is the cynicism that develops among officers who see this grind day after day? And then that cynicism, one would think, is going to make them less trusting and perhaps less effective as officers. Did that come up in the survey?
Yeah, kind of adopting that or developing a negative attitude toward citizens who call the police for help. And also, I use the term citizen broadly to talk about the public. I'm not suggesting anything about their specific citizens ship status here. We're just talking about, people in the communities. But when citizens rely on police for a wide range of services, and when those officers develop kind of a cynical attitude, then they can absolutely start to provide poorer quality services. They might deliberately delay some response times to calls that they don't think are very serious, and they kind of resent having to respond to because they don't think it's something that they should have to respond to. They might, have kind of a bad attitude when they show up. The citizen can tell that the officer is not interested in what the problem that the citizen is having, and they might, their response just can be kind of lackluster. Even if they aren't rude, they might get kind of rude, but even if they aren't, their tone and their message that they are conveying can leave the citizen feeling kind of disaffected and alienated. Whereas when you don't have that level of cynicism, when you've got officers who think that, yeah, this person has a problem, I want to help them with it, And so that officer can respond, can take care of the situation, can refer that person to a different agency if there's another agency that might be able to help that person if it's a kind of an ongoing problem that this individual is having.
Where do we go from here, potentially? What do you think a study like this teaches us that could actually be applied to law enforcement departments and what they do?
One of the things that contributes to cynicism and burnout is police are constantly called, you know, to see the bad things that happen. They end up developing a very, you know, a one-sided view of humanity in many cases. And, you know, they all go in with the best of intentions. When you expand the police role, when you get them involved with the community, when you get them, you know, doing things with, you know, people, you know, working with community leaders, working with clergy, working with businesses. You know, I've worked with a police department that does weekly football games with little kids in the, you know, in a disadvantaged neighborhood. And so you kind of create those positive interactions and that allow police to have nice interactions with people, allow them to experience fun. You know, that can be really important for maintaining morale among police themselves. You know, in addition to the benefits it has to the community, it has benefits for the officers.
Jacinta Gao is an associate professor in the Department of Criminal Justice at the University of Central Florida, and she's the co-author of the new study, Officer Race, Role Orientation, and Cynicism Towards Citizens.